we
are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers! What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I just don't know the who's or the what's.
What up, y'all? It's Sizzin. I'm from the north. No shotgunning today. It was a hell of a night in Nashville.
Ouch.
Good God.
Oh, my gosh. So in case you guys haven't heard the news, we got hit by a tornado here in Nashville early this morning, a little after midnight. Ray lives, where do you live, Coach? You live west?
Westy.
West. You said you come into work at what time?
I tweeted out a picture, but yeah, I come in at 12:10. The storm hit at 12:30.
Right.
So, I mean, I was on the interstate as it was gaining steam and building. I had no idea the son of a bitch was probably about a quarter mile behind me, Coach.
You're so stupid.
I was wondering, hey, honestly.
What was it like? Was there were there storms going on when you were driving to work?
It was unseasonably warm. Weird. So I was curious about that. Once I'm on the interstate, no semis. Very bizarre. Usually there's about five of them. I'm fighting traffic.
Because they communicate. They're probably like, I'm going to bring her one down. Man, you're coming down to Nashville. Watch out. There's old Twister coming out of there.
Get under an overpass. We have had a several buddies warning of the possibility of tipping over.
Yeah, oh. I'm just right here north of Nashville right now. I see a Twister myself right now. So you're real south Nashville. Stay away now. That son of a bitch is coming.
Coach, you're crazy.
Coach, so no semis. I mean, we were joking about that, but that's probably how it was on the CB radios. That's
right.
Why I kind of thought I should get me one of them.
Right.
But I had no idea. There were no vehicles.
You never once thought you should get CB radios.
When? Now?
No, when you were driving into work.
I didn't know there was a tornado, Coach. My phone didn't go off. It hadn't hit my girl's phone, the news, anything yet. I just sneak off. I'm trying to be as quiet as possible. Well, it's usually eerie around a tornado.
Right.
Outside, it's quiet, too. So I was just perfect. The door, I'm trying to make the least noise possible. But I get on the expressway. There's not a lot of cars, no semis. Should have known something was up, but it was coming. It was gaining steam towards Nashville.
If you, by the time you are at work, that's when it hit. You're here. You're probably about 5 minutes away from wherever it hit here in town.
The path the tornado came into Nashville is literally the path I take to work every day. Boom.
But once you were in the building, though, you heard nothing.
I heard nothing until the sirens went up. Sirens.
Then you heard sirens.
Yeah, we have a bunch of tornado crap here that goes off. The TV was going off. There's another overnight guy that goes, hey, man, there's a storm close. I think he just took out Nissan Stadium. And I go, okay, dude, the tornado took out Nissan Stadium, but it was circling around it.
Right, because it was around that area.
And it
was. That would be the pathway.
And so my chick calls me crying. She goes, oh, my gosh, I can't believe the windows are not breaking. Where is this tornado? You have to tell me. And I go, a guy in the building just said it's at Nissan. I said, so I think you're in the clear. And she goes, it was the crazy. She's like, I'm shaking. I'm not going to be able to go back to sleep. She had the cat in the bathroom. The loud, because we're four stories up, the loudest window hitting you could possibly do without breaking the sons of guns, and they never broke.
Well, man, for me, I live south of Nashville and about 20 minutes south of Nashville, and man, I woke up, you know, in the morning when I usually do with texts that just says, is everybody okay? But I had no idea what's happening, Coach. I look out my window and it's peaceful, birds chirping, even like nothing happening. I had no idea what anyone was talking about until you pull up Twitter and you're like, wow, a tornado came through Nashville. Like, that's crazy. But Lunchbox, though, that's the thing. He lives in East Nashville, and that's one of the serious places where it hit, East Nashville, Germantown in Nashville. So we're going to call Lunchbox now, and I've been texting with him a little bit, just kind of seeing how everything was. He says that everything's okay, his family's okay, but he said the neighborhood is pretty trashed up. Like, it's bad down there.
And not to make a joke, but his backyard, though, always had a bunch of crap thrown around.
So you're thinking,
it would be very difficult for him to tell if there was damage done. Dude, you would go to his backyard.
Well, Coach, he said he lost a fence, and we were all saying, like, I've seen that fence. It was already going down.
Dude, I would go look in his backyard. A stuffed animal be ripped apart from his dog.
So we're calling Lunchbox now. See how he's doing.
Yo,
Coacher.
Oh, Coach, you're okay.
Coacher, I'm okay.
Ray knew you were okay, Coach. He didn't think we were calling you to see how you were doing. Hey, Coach, I heard you were at Chick-fil-A,
yeah,
though.
Said you're at Chick-fil-A.
Somebody just told me right now. I just saw Lunchbox at Chick-fil-A. Coach, I thought a tornado went through your neighborhood.
I did. I had to drop my kid off at daycare.
Coach, I thought you were at the soup kitchen or something because of the intense storm, and somebody said you were in line at Chick-fil-A getting a number two or something.
I did. I got a number 2 and a number 3, I believe, is what we got.
Coach, tell us what happened last night.
Holy crap, dude. Like, I mean, we're dead asleep, and all of a sudden you hear the tornado sirens that go off. I don't know where they're located, if they're in the park or what, but, I mean, they're they're loud. And I'm like, yeah, okay, they go off before. I don't need to worry about it. Then the phone starts buzzing, and you pick it up, and it's an emergency alert. Tornado spotted in East Nashville, which is where I live. And then
do you take that serious, Coach, when you read that tornado spotted in East Nashville?
Yeah. Once you see it on your phone, you're like, okay, this is for real. And that's right when we hear the wind outside. And so we grabbed Baby Box 2 out of the bassinet, ran downstairs, yanked Baby Box out of his crib, and down into the crawl space we went. And just
Coach
sat there and had no idea what was going on, just sat down there for a while, and then finally it sounded calm. And you come out, and there's just, I mean, it's total destruction around here.
Coach, so when you said you go down to a crawl space, is your crawl space, can you access it from inside your house, or do you have to go outside?
Yeah. No, it's inside. Like, it's like a half basement. It's not finished. It's just gravel and dirt. Like, there's just pipes and everything's exposed. It's not fixed. You know, it's not sealed up where you can go play ping pong or anything.
But we honestly expected you, because your place was hit, to be on some sort of news segment. You're the guy that's got his shirt off, looks like a redneck, got a newborn baby.
Ray did think you would show up in the news with a baby in your arm helping somebody like fix their house.
And then it's going to say show host, and people are going to be like, why is he not at his job?
He's on paternity.
One guy did see me this morning, and he was like, what the fuck, aren't you supposed to be somewhere? And I was like, no, I just had the baby. He goes, oh, yeah, that's right. And what's crazy, like, my neighbor on one side of me, his tree split in half in the backyard, but it didn't fall in the house, and my fence got blown down, but that's not a big deal. Like,
kind of fence, Coach? Like, what do you describe it? Like, is it a big fence?
Like a wooden fence, like a 6-foot privacy fence.
Okay, so it's tall.
Yeah, and it just got blown over, but that's really the only damage. And I was like, oh, so it wasn't that bad. But then you walk just down the street, and I mean, I'm talking 2 blocks over, the first 2 houses on the street, complete second story, completely gone.
Whoa.
Like, chopped off. Like, I don't know. Like,
you wait one block away from your house. One block.
I mean, there's trees in the houses. There's sheds flipped. I mean, they're like, my parents, when they came for the birth, they stayed 2 blocks over, 3 blocks over. And I went over that street, and it is pretty much every house on that street is obliterated, destroyed. And it's like, you can see, like, there's one house, like, the whole front is ripped off, and so it's just like looking at a toy house, like a dollhouse,
right?
In the rooms, and you see the bed sitting there, and you see this sitting there, and you can see the refrigerator, and I mean, there's houses cut in half, there's trees, you know, down the middle of houses, there's trees all over the road, all the roads are blocked because there's trees, power lines down, it was pretty scary. Like, it's still freaky. Like, I don't know how my house escaped unharmed. And like, and it's weird because you can go and like 5 houses are destroyed in a row, and then there's one house that doesn't have a shingle missing, and then the next 5 houses are destroyed. So that one house is perfectly okay, and it's just, we're so lucky.
Yeah, I saw pictures like that, and I didn't really understand how that's possible, but I guess this tornado kind of touches down, lifts, touches down again, lifts, and that's how you do see where, like, a row of houses and there's only one that's been hit. I guess that's how it happens?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. And, like, the bar area, like, right by my house, a lot of the restaurants we go to are totally destroyed, flattened, gone. I've never been a part of a tornado, I guess. I've never seen one up close, really. And so it is... It's bad.
Hey, Lunchbox. Let me ask you something. At what point, like, when your phone rings, when your phone's making, you know, giving you that alert and all that, at what point do you start grabbing the family? Like, what, how does your mind get, like, run me through what your mind was thinking when you're like, oh crap, now it's time to get the babies.
Okay, so the sirens go off and I wake up and my wife's like, oh, the sirens are going off. I was like, yeah, they go off all the time, because they do. They've gone off plenty of times since I've lived here. And so we're like, oh, whatever. And then the phone goes off and she reaches over. Her phone goes off first. And she goes, it says tornado East Nashville. And I'm like, what? And then my phone. And then like 2 seconds later, you hear the wind. Like literally hear the wind. Like that.
Coach, you're breaking out. You're breaking out. Say that again.
Can you hear me again?
Yeah.
Now can you hear me?
Yeah.
So, I mean, when the phone goes off, I mean, it's immediately, like, because the sirens in the park, they go off. They've gone off plenty. I've never been, like, I'm like, okay, whatever. But I've never got a notification on my phone. And that's when it hit me that this is the real deal. And we grabbed the baby. I mean, just, I don't know. It's about 2 seconds later after the phone goes off. It's just like, okay, you hop up. And you just run. And luckily for us, I mean, what's crazy is Baby Box 2, last night was the most he slept since he's been on the earth. He slept right through it. He didn't wake up. Where usually he's been up every night. I ran down and ripped him out of his crib. And he didn't cry at all. He just was excited to play with the flashlight. And so it was just, I don't know. It's been an emotional, weird 12 hours, I'll tell you that.
Have you checked on all your neighbors? Have you called people that you know in the neighborhood, kind of just see how they're all doing?
Yeah, last night, you go out in the backyard, in the front yard, and you see everybody on your street. Hey, how are you? Anything okay? Like, the guy across the street from me, he had his car parked in the back alley, and a tree fell on it and crushed it.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, and things like that. But, yeah, so everybody that I know of, that I know, they're good, but the people, like, yes. So, yes, you check on people immediately. And you know what I was surprised, though, is how many people get in their car and drive around after the storm is over. It's freaking 2 o'clock in the morning, and they're just driving around the neighborhood. Like, there's tree branches in the middle of the road, and people are just running them over like it's no big deal. I'm like, guys, just because a storm came through doesn't mean you should run over a tree branch with your damn car.
Right. Well,
I'm not talking like a little twig.
Right. But you're talking, too, about walking down to the next block and stuff. Coach, there's power lines down and stuff. I mean, I know it takes them. They do shut
down. No, that's what I'm saying. I walked it this morning. My wife was like, we are not walking. You're not walking.
Yes, right.
People were walking their kids around last night to look at stuff.
Oof, scary.
I'm
man.
Like, you know how dangerous that is? Like, yeah. I don't know. Like, it was. But I guess, I don't know. I don't know what you do. Maybe they felt comfortable and they did, but. There's power lines down. There's so much danger. There was fire trucks, EMS, police, just everyone circling the neighborhood, just trying to, like, I know a couple houses down from me, the lady, her dad and stepmom were in town, and the stepmom had to go to the hospital because of a heart. She had a heart. I don't know if it was a heart attack or she was having heart problems in the middle of because of the tornado. So the EMS came and got her and took her to the hospital. I mean, just.
Dan, Coach, I've read stories or whatever, or news stories about people describing the sound of a tornado, and they say it sounds like a lot like a train's coming or whatever. What did you hear last night?
It was so powerful. I mean, at first I thought, oh, that's a lot of hail. And it felt like the windows were going to, it sounded like a lot of windows shattering.
No window broke?
Hey, was there hail?
No, there wasn't a single piece of hail in my neighborhood or that I saw. None.
Dude, that's the thing. Like, Eric Dodd lives on the east side, and he said there was hail. So it's, like, weird. Some people in a tornado, some people get wind, some get hail, some get lightning, thunder. A tornado just throws S every which way, I guess.
Yeah, it threw U-Hauls in the middle of the road. I mean, like a shed in the backyard flipped over. I mean, the trees that it snapped. I'm talking massive trees.
Wow.
Massive. I don't know if it sounds like a train. Maybe a train. I mean, it was just the loudest wind I'd ever heard in my life. Mm. And being upstairs, I mean, it just sounded like everything was coming in the, I don't know. And what's crazy is I was watching The Bachelor last night, and it got interrupted.
for storm coverage.
Oh, you were pissed,
but they kept
huh?
Showing, no, no, I wasn't pissed, but they were showing Kentucky, and they were talking about Kentucky, be on the lookout, Kentucky, be on the lookout, Kentucky. So I thought, oh, that's nothing to do with us. You know what I mean? Like, that's up in Kentucky. Well, lo and behold, I guess it made its way down. I don't know if they knew that or maybe I should have listened to it. Instead, I changed the channel. But.
Coach, I mean, that's the way most. I think that's the way most people respond to that kind of stuff. You never think it's going to be you. You never think it's going to be your neighborhood. And we talked to a weather guy this morning who said, you know, that they didn't know this was happening. They saw, I think he called it a supercell or something. And they saw that it was kind of the supercell in the area. But then when it intensifies, Coach, they don't know where it's going to intensify. And then it just did at that spot. I guess a little north of town, then followed down east where you are. And then kept going through to east of Nashville.
Yeah. I mean, they're just, I don't know. I can't even, like, trying to take my kid to daycare today just because we don't have power.
Yeah.
So, oh, you still don't?
No, we don't have power. Dude, I don't think we're going to have power for a while.
Yeah, I don't think that recovery's got to be hard because, again, power lines are down.
How are you draining your damn cell phone battery? You need to be on a backup generator saving power.
Coach, he's a Chick-fil-A. He's good.
No, I sat in the car last night till 4 a.m. charging the phones again.
Wow.
Like, I just had to turn the car on and sit in the car.
Hey, Coach, real talk, though. When something like this goes down, and I know you have your house and everything, nothing happened to you guys, but really, like, you have a bunch of food in the refrigerator. Like, does the water work? Like, does stuff like that still function?
Coach, he went to Chick-fil-A today.
The water does work.
Okay.
The water does work, but we don't have any food, so I had to get food for my wife.
Coach, you need us to bring you something?
Coach!
I stopped at the Walgreens and I bought 52 cases of water, just so I can just give them 52. Out. Like, I don't know.
Oh, okay. I was like,
dang,
I was like, you're not going to need 52 cases of water.
Well, you're not going to die of dehydration.
There's people that I don't know, like the volunteers, people out here working. I don't know if I just drop them on a street corner or if there's somewhere to drop off. I have no idea.
Well, that's
but
the thing.
My wife was like, hey, get some water just in case. And I was like, okay. And then I was there, and they were like $2.50 a pop, and I was like, "Give me 50 of them."
Boom.
So you carried 50 cases of water to your Altima.
Yeah, did they help you with that, Coach? Or were they like, all right, thank you.
Yes, they had. Well, here's what they have these. I don't know if your Walgreens has the smallest shopping carts you've ever seen. So I was filling one up, and the lady goes, "Oh, do you want? You know, I got a whole
pallet.
I guess pallet or something. You know, back here if you want it." And I was like, "Well, how many's on it?" And she goes, she counts them 33. I was like, yeah, just give them to me. Let's go. Let's do it. Because I was just going to get the cart full, but then she made me feel like I needed to buy the whole.
She jumps on the forklift.
Can you imagine if a news station actually interviewed this guy? He's got a car full of 52 cases of water. He's probably shirtless. His phone battery is about to die. I mean, he would have been the most hilarious interview of all time. Sir, what are you doing with the 52 cases of water? I just want to help people, but I am starving. I'm about to go to Chick-fil-A.
No, so, Coach, if the power doesn't come on tonight, what do you do?
That I don't know. Because we got, like, real talk, we got a lot of breast milk that's in the freezer.
Right.
And once you freeze it, you can't thaw it and not use it. And so that's a situation we're trying to figure out now. Like,
do you
I don't
need
know.
To use our freezer?
We may need to use your freezer, but I'm worried that your four kids may get in there and think it's ice cream.
That's true, Coach. They do that all the time.
They may think it's a vanilla popsicle and be like, oh, yummy.
Well, Coach, I'm so glad.
We may need to. Dude, it's crazy. Like, I'm telling you, you drive over here, all the roads are shut off. I don't know what a war zone. I've never been to a war zone. But this is what a war zone feels like. I mean, to me, it looks like, because you can walk a block. And now I can see five blocks because all the houses are knocked down, and you can just see there's nothing blocking your view.
Coacher, so you were without food, water. Was there a point throughout the night that you thought about drinking the breast milk?
No, dude, so I have stupid. Water. I can use my sink.
Did you ever think about peeing in your own mouth, Coach?
No, I did not think about peeing in my own mouth. I was not that desperate yet. Because the water still works.
Right. Coach, real talk though, like what can you do in that situation, like with your neighborhood? Like, is it as simple as...
I don't know. I'm about to go walk around and see if people need help.
Right.
Help doing what? I have no idea.
Right. Coach, you don't want him to think you're a looter though. You got to be careful. It's a fine line.
He gets arrested for looting. I was just trying to help.
I thought about that because, like, tonight, You really do have to worry about looting.
Oh, my gosh, Coach, that's so true.
The houses are just open.
That's true.
Like, I thought about that this morning. I'm like, not last night, no, because of the storm. Tonight is when the looters will come. They really will.
Coach needs to...
Just crazy to me.
Hear me out, Coach.
Okay.
Would you be willing to protect some of those houses by staying out there overnight, maybe packed with some heat?
No. It's not my stuff.
You don't want to help like that? Okay.
No,
God, I never thought about that. You're right, man. The looters, like, they come out at night. Like, this is the prime time when there's just stuff sitting out there.
Tonight's the night. This is the perfect opportunity. I'm telling you, there's plenty to loot because there's plenty of houses that are just destroyed, and it's awful, and it's emotional, and it's, I mean, it's scary. Like, and it just takes on a whole new meaning now that, like, as a dad, like, it's so weird. Like,
what do you mean?
Because you have to stay in the moment and stay positive and keep, you know, I got a 1.5-year-old and you got to show smiles and deep down I'm freaking out. Like, oh my God, like what's about to happen? Like, you know what I mean? Like I'm scared too, but I can't show fear because then the 1.5-year-old thinks, oh, something's wrong.
Yeah. You don't show fear, Coach.
It's true. You can't, you have to put on a brave face because then the kids are scared. Eddie can attest to that. Like, I mean, in any situation, I've never had a situation where I've had to do that. But last night was it. I was just like, oh, my God. Like, whoo.
Yeah, what was his demeanor? Was he scared, do you think? Did he know what was happening, or what was he thinking?
He had no idea what was happening.
That's good.
And we had flashlights in the crawl space, and I was doing the whole where you put it on your arm, and it looks like, you know, like see-through, and he thought that was so cool. So then he was doing it to his arm. And then he wanted to play with the dog, and, I mean, so he was good, like, because we were good. Another baby was just sleeping away, like.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but, I mean, right now you can just hear chainsaw, chainsaw, chainsaw,
right.
Chainsaw. People cutting up trees right now.
There you get a Husqvarna. Dude, that's actually where I would come in handy.
Go,
I'm
coach,
a lumberjack.
Go.
Coach, I can't just go sawing down.
You got a chainsaw?
No, I don't down here. I got it up north.
Okay.
I know. Dude, I got a Husqvarna.
You can go over to Home Depot and rent one.
You can't just go cutting down damn trees like a renegade out there. The cops would be like, what the hell are you doing? Get
out
of here.
No, Ray, you don't have to cut them down. They're already down. You just got to chop them up.
You just got to chop them up to clean it up.
Okay.
Yeah, the tree's already down. You're not going to cut any down. They're already down.
Coach, it's interesting you said, you know, like you thought that you jumped right into your basement. Had you thought of this, like, all right, we do live in Tennessee. There are tornadoes. Once, you know, like I think there was one in, what'd he say, 98?
Yeah, Coach, you're not a historian. Continue.
But did you know exactly what you were going to do? Like, did you have a plan?
Yeah,
like,
that's the only place that I have that doesn't have windows.
Coach,
you're supposed to get into it.
Yeah,
the most closed space without windows.
Coach,
that's all I have.
Nature's going to take over. If you hear winds high, get low. And if you're on a fourth floor, you get down to ground level. You find a rock bed, something. Your natural instinct is just to get low as possible.
Okay, I didn't. Coach, I don't know that stuff.
Okay, well, when there's a heavy wind, Coach, you're going to know to hit the ground. That's what you just know to do that.
Interesting. Well, Coach, we're glad you guys are safe. I'm glad your house is good. I mean, man, you're right. It hurt for everyone that's suffering down there and dealing with stuff and loss and everything. But man, I'm glad you're good, dude. Good. And thanks for talking to us.
Hey, Cultures. Thank you guys. I mean,
Do you want to add anything sports related? Did you watch sports last night at all before all this went down?
I was watching the Tech Baylor game. I didn't stay up for overtime.
Did Baylor win? I didn't either.
Coach, he doesn't have power.
Yeah, Baylor won by like 3.
Coach, that was last night.
I don't know any scores. I haven't had power.
Did Duke win? I don't know.
They won by 50, Coach.
Yeah, they covered.
Really?
They were down. They were down for a lot of the game, but they came back second half, never stopped.
Okay. Yeah, when I turned it off, they were up 3. But yeah.
Coach,
so,
I saw that Bridgestone Arena, where the Predators play, they're doing free pizza at 11. It says,
well, let's go.
Oh, okay.
Coach, we weren't affected.
It doesn't. They don't know that.
Oh, well, let's go, Coach. You hungry?
Oh, boy. I mean, they're giving free pizza. How do they expect people to get there?
But you can probably, you can walk there, right?
Well, maybe they opened it as a center or something. But
and
like,
also, do you have to eat
hey,
that?
If you were affected.
Right, but do you have to eat the pizza on the ice? You're like falling your ass all over the place. I'm serious, dude.
The ice is covered. They're not going to let everybody slip and slide everywhere and break their hips trying to get pizza. Coach, I think what people don't understand, a lot of people don't really understand, is how close this is to downtown.
Oh, it's a mile and a half.
You know, that's the part that makes this unique. Like, you know, hear of tornadoes hitting these communities outside of whatever city. But they're really, it's pretty rare to have a tornado in town like this.
Coach, and you maybe are a mile and a half.
In the middle of the city.
But
yeah.
Yes, there's pictures of where it's blocks from a skyscraper. I mean, that's unheard of.
Our buddy here was telling us that he drove by the Top Golf. All the nets are all ripped off. But he said, impressively, those poles that keep, you know, the nets together on Top Golf are still up.
Yeah. Yeah, my dog just wandered over to the neighbor's yard because we have no fence.
All right, Coach, be careful.
Hey, Waldo.
Waldo! Waldo's going to start looting.
Hey. Now, Waldo is looting. He's looting. I mean, yeah, my neighbor definitely had a hole in their roof. They already got someone up there that tarped it up for him.
Have you started on the fence yet?
No, the fence is no. I mean, I don't know how. I mean, the
Coach,
the
just
post,
leave it. Coach, like, just leave it down.
No, hold on. Let me tell you. It's not like the fence just kind of blew over. Like, all the posts snapped. Like, they...
Oh, damn.
They all snapped off.
You can't even do that with, like, a body, like, pushing it over.
Yeah. I mean, just clean snaps on all of them. Just crazy, crazy, crazy. I mean, it's just crazy. I don't even know how to describe it. And
Coach, you did a good job.
I don't
want to
get emotional on this phone call.
All right, Coach.
Hey, just look at the pictures, dude. Look at the pictures. I mean, they're absolutely... unreal.
Coach, you did a good job explaining it, and remember, those goddamn looters are coming tonight. I'm telling you, Coach, you better protect the family, do whatever the hell you got to do.
Coach, you got a gun, Coach?
When the sun drops, the looters come.
They're not coming to the looters aren't coming to my house. There's no
Coach,
holes in my house.
Coach, I've seen your house. It looks ratted already, Coach. They may think it's one of the ones that have been affected.
Well, that's true. They are going to think, oh, man, the tornado got this one good. I mean, there's no paint on it.
All right, Coach, we'll let you go. Good talking to you, Coach.
All right.
All right, we'll talk to you later. All right, I think that's it. I mean, what are we going to talk about?
Sorry to be funny, but the news interviews him. Not being funny, but they interview him. He's like, I've been drinking my own piss. The news is like, dude, there's a Walgreens two blocks away that's open.
Sir, we've been told that water works fine here, Coach.
I've been taking a crap in my yard. Water's off. No,
we've been drinking our own pee, cooking our own poop.
I just drank my wife's breast milk. Sir, there is literally a Walgreens. The sign is wide open, it says.
All right, Coach. All right, we're going to let everyone go. Thank you all so much for listening. Man, we're glad Lunchbox is good. Coach, you want to add anything?
I mean, Coach, it could have been absolutely devastating for so many more people, including myself. They could have ripped through my entire apartment complex because all it is the bluff. And then there's the gully, and it comes right up through my apartment.
The bluff and the gully. Coach, and then what else? The rainforest?
It would have cleared the whole goddamn thing, Coach. But it missed us. It veered at the last second. My chick said the wind came, but that was it. Coach, all right. It's the grace of God, Coach.
Thanks so much for listening to us. We'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye.